you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday, November 6th, Election Day. Get out and vote. Reading from Romans 6:13. Give yourselves to God, surrender your whole being to Him to be used for righteous purposes. In the studio with me are two special guests, and in fact, this one guest is married to someone we had in the studio with us. I look back at our archive programs page, and on May 29th of 2012, so I guess about 5 or 6 months ago, we had her husband, Matt, in the studio, and many of you were very encouraged by that broadcast. In fact, when I did a Facebook posting of Matt Krieb in his uniform, I think we had more hits than people amazed, because he looked so sharp in that military uniform with his medals. It was a great photo. And the title of that program was God's Servant and Guard at Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And in fact, last year, I think he was one of the featured speakers at the Living Flag in Mahomet. But we had a delightful time talking about what it was like to be the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and so forth. But recently, Dwayne Berkey, who is a superstar volunteer at the Radio Tower for this radio ministry, Dwayne and his wife Muriel have served and supported this ministry for many years. Well, Dwayne said, "Hey, Mark, I know this gal. Her name is Jessica. She's putting together this special community project, and I think you might want to talk with her. She's a godly woman. She attends my church. She's married to Matt." And you remember Matt? And I said, "Yes, I certainly do. And I think she has a story to share." So, Jessica, thanks for coming to the studio. But before I introduce you a little further, I know we have another special guest in the studio with us, your number one daughter, or I should say your oldest daughter, because you have three daughters. Why don't you introduce Allie to our radio listening family, and then tell us a little about your family.
Sure. Well, this is my daughter, Allie, that is sitting with me. She is my oldest of three. She's in first grade at the Fisher Grade School. And I brought her along because I know that I can always depend on Allie to be my helper and my little encourager. She's just got such a heart for serving others, and she's a great leader in her class and at church. And I'm just really proud to be able to watch her grow up in the Lord, and just really honored and blessed to have been handpicked by God to train her up in the Lord. So I'm really glad that she got to be here with me today.
And her photograph, along with yours, Jessica, is at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And yesterday I did a Facebook posting, so I had your photo outside the studio and then here in the studio. So you can see that at the Great News Radio Facebook page or at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Now, Allie, I know you like pizza and you like brownies. Those are some of your favorite foods. But I also know you like receiving reward chips. So tell me about reward chips and why you want to collect a bunch of them.
Well, it's because I want to get a dog. It's because
So if you get a lot of reward points, then it goes towards the dog?
Yep.
So how many do you have so far?
100.
Oh, yeah. Is it something that your sisters are also collecting reward chips? And then how many do you need to have the privilege of maybe getting a dog?
1,000.
1,000. So you have 100. Do your sisters have 100 too?
We do it all together. So at night, my parents will add it all up and then we'll get it.
You get a total. Now, what do you do or how can you earn reward chips?
By being good.
Being good. Well, that's very good. How many do you get for being good?
6.
Okay. And now what does it mean to be good? Like, what do you have to do to be good?
Not fight.
Okay. So not fighting. And probably honoring your parents and saying kind words, I would assume. There's 4 or 5 different things that you try to focus on, right?
What are the 5 rules of the house? Do you remember the 5 rules of the house?
Responsible,
respectful.
Okay, so you got to be responsible and respectful?
Be respectful. What else do you have to do?
I can't remember because I'm not home as much.
Yeah, you're kind of a big girl now. You're out and about with your mom. You're shopping today, I think, and you're going all around. Well, I'm glad to have you in the studio. So I guess your mom's putting together a community-wide volunteer effort, but you're going to be in Savannah, Georgia, so you won't be able to help this year. But I know your mom has a real heart for volunteering and putting together this special community project. So, Jessica, thanks for carving out some time for being here in the studio introducing sweet little Allie. I think anyone that saw her would adopt her in a minute and want to take her and have her as their own. If your mom leaves the room and leaves you behind, I'm going to take you and adopt you. So you also have two other daughters. Tell us about that and a little about Matt, your forever husband.
Oh, okay. Well, he is indeed my forever husband. Matt and I met 4 years ago at our old church in Champaign, Grace Community. Actually, we met while Matt and Allie were playing a game of pick up the pin, and I had my back to him, not knowing what was going on, but Allie would keep dropping the pin on the floor, and some mysterious person behind me would pick it up and keep playing this game with her. So basically, during the service that morning, I turned around and met the mystery man that was playing this game with my daughter, and it turned out to be Matt. And
now, was he in uniform at the time?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh, he was in an orange shirt, so you remember 4 years ago.
Wow, that's a great memory. I don't remember the color of the shirt. I guess I was just so focused that he was really handsome and he was taking the time to play a game with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you would say love at first sight, but you were kind of intrigued by this good-looking, all-American type.
Absolutely.
And he was taking an interest in your daughter and seemingly being friendly and extending care or kindness anyway.
Yes, he was. And then I came to find out soon after that the reason I hadn't met him up until that point is because he had been serving in the church nursery in the back watching my other daughter, Savannah.
Uh-huh.
And so I just really got to... I guess I got to know firsthand that he had a heart for children and had a desire to take care of them and nurture them. That meant a lot to me.
I know when we had him on 5 or 6 months ago, that was one of the highlights in his life. I mean, he fell in love with you right away, but he loved your daughters, and he said he just loved being welcomed into this new family and serving as father and husband and dad. And it was just a great program having Matt some months ago. But God's been at work in your life the last few years. You volunteered in your church. You're a mother and a wife, and you love to share, and you kind of have a special verse. We read it at the beginning of this broadcast, but you have a calling to help assist and equip others to serve the Lord and to serve others. So tell us a little of your own spiritual journey.
Well, I would say that I became a believer 8 years ago when I was living in Nashville, Tennessee. God had, I think, made it very clear from the beginning that he had a desire to, he knew from the beginning what specific gifts and abilities he would put in me. And that became apparent once I came to know the Lord. And I began, serving within the church, whether it was on the music worship team or greeting guests or helping out in prayer ministry and reaching out to those that were hurting and lost and broken and just learning to meet people where they were at in life. I could empathize with that. I can recall what it was like to be hurting and to be in need. God helped me get back to him through other people, taking the time to work with me, whether it was, meeting a need for me or just spending the time to talk with me and to pray with me. So I think that it was because of that that I knew I needed to give back to the kingdom. So that's kind of my long story.
But with the specifics in that story, was it an individual? Was it your folks or a friend that introduced you to Jesus? I mean, the ultimate servant, the ultimate reason we can have a relationship with God is because of what Jesus did on our behalf. Who helped you understand that spiritual truth that you were a sinner in need of a Savior?
I think it was a collective effort of many different people. I had many friends that I had met in Nashville, and they knew my story, and they also could see from their perspective that I was on a downward spiral, mm-hmm. and I needed the Lord. Mm-hmm. So they just loved on me and welcomed me into their church mm-hmm. because of probably them mm-hmm. initially that I even set foot in church and started to hear the Word of God. So them combined with the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and just love,
yeah.
people loving on me and being authentic with me, that's what I guess opened my heart to receiving the Lord and His mercy and His grace and His forgiveness. And I do recall a distinct service where I was sitting in church, and the message that day was on forgiveness, being set free from strongholds, mm-hmm. and that spoke to me so very much. So it was during that service that I just put my head down and I just wept.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that I needed God. I needed a change in my life. I was tired of feeling broken and feeling lost and feeling alone. I guess my life up until that point felt somewhat like insanity. If you take, you know, insanity and define that, it's, you know, you keep trying different things, hoping to get a result. And that was my life up until that point, was trying so many different things to be happy
mm-hmm.
and to feel loved. And it just drove me crazy because no matter what I did or what I tried, I didn't feel loved, and I always felt unhappy at the end of the day. And during that church service, when I realized that God loved me for exactly where I was at in that moment, and that none of that mattered, that with Him I could start new, and with Him I would never be alone again, and that's how He got a hold of me. And boy, I tell you what, I've never looked back.
You know, I know you're here in the studio to talk about this community event, volunteering effort that's going to extend Christ's love to the members throughout the Fisher area. But I want to stay on this topic a little longer.
Yes.
Because I think there's so many different listeners that are maybe tuning in that have had their heart broken, have, like all of us, have sinned, have fallen short, that have made some mistakes, and aren't aware of this loving, caring God, this redemptive God that desires to work even through our botched up lives. And so you came to that point where someone helped you understand in His Holy Spirit, or somehow you got the concept that God does love me regardless of sin, past mistakes, my frailties, poor choices. You recognize that He still loved you. Talk a little more about that, because I'm sure there's many people right now that are feeling like, Jessica, you don't know my story. I've done this. I've committed this. I've been far from God. I've turned on God. I just can't see why He would extend love to me.
Yes. Well, you know, I guess the first thing that I would say to someone who feels like nothing can be worse than what they're going through at this moment, and through my experience since coming to know God and to walk in a relationship with Him and to have an intimacy and closeness with mm-hmm. Him, I would say that, you know, from the experiences that I've had the pleasure of going through with Him, is that God can reconcile everything mm-hmm. back to Him. He can use everything for good, for His purpose. And what's crazy about that is that I look at my own life and I look at just all of the damage and the brokenness that's come from childhood and adolescence and early adulthood, and think about how many people that have hurt me or that I have hurt and wronged. And God has shown me in the last 8 years that all of that is just as significant and important as from the point of accepting Him and moving forward, and that He wanted to heal me. He wanted to uproot the things that He didn't put there, but maybe the enemy did or the world did, and all of the hurts, that the damage, the scars, you know. He not only wants to dig out the things that don't belong there, but He has a plan, and He's intentional about planting seeds, good seeds of hope and things that will produce good fruit. And that's what He's been showing me these last 8 years, is it's a process.
And that sanctification process and that redemptive plan where He's brought healing and hope and brought Matt into your life and has put you in with a good church body. I know Pastor Michael Dean over there and Tanya are saints that love the Lord and preach God's word and have been really supportive of this new endeavor, this new concept that God put on your heart. I guess about 3 years ago, this will be the third time that this has happened in Fisher. And I want to maybe spend the remaining few minutes talking about this because you want to serve and you want to help community members, but you also want to encourage Christians to extend love in a unique way. So I guess there's two people that I want to alert. Those that want to volunteer and make a difference, and those that need some help, chores done around their home. So talk about your vision and goal for this Saturday.
Okay, so this Saturday, November 10th, we are going to be having our third biannual Fishers Building a Better Community project. This project, I guess it became a vision for me, well, a few years ago, to be able to bring people together in a unique way, to be able to dedicate, you know, their time and their unique gifts and talents that God has given them to serve others, to set aside self just for a moment, and to experience the supernatural work of God, what he can do with serving hands and willing hearts, and how effective he can be for the kingdom through those people. You know, when Matt and I moved to Fisher a couple of years ago, I knew that I wanted to be a part of something that was going to be life-changing, not necessarily for myself, because God has clearly already done some really life-changing things in me. And this is about giving back. This is about helping to bring life and hope and love into other people. I knew that when God moved us to Fisher, that it was a really special place, and I wanted to keep it special. And one way of doing that was to be able to create a community project where people would truly just set aside their self to give to others that are in need, or just to dedicate half a day or a few hours of investing into the lives of other people. So I prayed about it, and God just kind of reassured me, whether it was, you know, through prayer, through dreams, just, you know, reassuring me that this was of him, that this was in fact part of his plan, not just for me, but for the entire community. And all I needed to do was to step out in faith and to trust that he would bring about the right circumstances, the right people to help make all of this happen.
Because we're kind of running short on time, but what's some of the nuts and bolts of what you hope will be accomplished and how people can get involved?
Okay. For those that are looking for somebody to come out and serve at their home on November 10th, you know, whether it be if they have yard work that needs done or housework or some light home repairs that maybe they're not capable of doing, you know, we would love to bless them and really just come out and serve them. We'll be there for as long as it takes. They can call me at 217-419-3347, and that's 217-419-3347. We're also on Facebook, if people would like to follow along there on our Facebook page for the Building a Better Community project. And I'll be posting things throughout the week, you know, just getting geared up for the project. And we also post our pictures from the community projects so people can look at them in the future. And so the Facebook site for this one is the third biannual Fisher Building a Better Community project.
I'm thinking, wow, how do you search for that one?
Right.
Oh, okay. So, but the phone number for people to call to volunteer, or if they have various tasks they'd like done, like maybe they're an elderly couple and they don't want to climb up on their roof and they need somebody to assist cleaning out their gutters, or, you know, some raking of leaves, or, you know, some moving of a down tree or something, they would call you, and then that effort could be coordinated with those of us that will call in. And I'm planning on volunteering, so those of us that want to volunteer, you kind of say, Mark, bring your work gloves, bring a rake, and meet at the community building. Tell us what we need to know in the closing couple minutes.
Sure. So our volunteers are scheduled to arrive at 8 a.m. sharp. We will be having a prayer and a breakfast just for the volunteers between 8 and 8:30. At 8:30, the volunteers will then get dispersed into their groups. We have 6 teams of volunteers right now that are scheduled to do yard cleanup, park maintenance and cleanup and repairs, household cleaning. We also are taking donations for winter coats, the Fisher Food Pantry, and also baby items for the Safe Families through Illini Christian Ministries. So those are just some ways that volunteers are serving. We are also excited to share that at this project, we're going to have a community breakfast that is free for the entire community. And that will be served between 8:30 and 10:30 on Saturday morning at the Fisher Community Center.
So these volunteers are going to go out and maybe rake leaves or help with various tasks. Maybe it's vacuuming or whatever. You'll also need additional volunteers to help coordinate that breakfast, right? Because they'll be out serving, so you'll need other volunteers just to maybe help with the table setup, the egg preparation. So you can use a lot of volunteers, and you don't necessarily, like I live in the White Heath area, but because of our city of license being Fisher, Illinois, I feel compelled that I want to serve and help out. But people can come from other communities, and I know part of your desire and goal, too, is maybe you can be a catalyst to help somebody else catch this vision and say, you know, I'm going to serve in Gibson City and start this, or in Paxton, or in Mattoon, or in Danville. I'm going to put together a volunteer community appreciation gathering where Christians from many denominations, life experiences can come together and serve in the name of Christ through these various kind of simple tasks that extend God's love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what I love about this project is it's not just myself and it's not just the same people that commit to volunteering at each event. These are people from the entire community, from all the congregations that are coming together and serving. We even have the men's basketball team that's coming to help from the Fisher High School. So we're really excited about new hearts that are coming together and willing to give their time and their energy and their talents. And, you know, this is exciting to see multiple generations serving together and helping to meet needs.
So there's three different people I'm thinking of that could call you. Those that need some tasks or chores done around their home that live in the Fisher area.
Mm-hmm.
Those that want to volunteer, and they can live anywhere, but they want to come with a servant's heart, and they need to meet this Saturday at 8 a.m., and then maybe somebody else that lives in a different community that's catching the vision for this that wants to just personally talk with you. How did you start it? How did you pray it up? How did you implement that very first gathering? So give us the phone number one more time, and then I hope many people will respond and come out and volunteer this Saturday or call in their special needs or say, I want to talk with Jessica off air and learn how she's doing what she's doing. So what's your phone number again?
It is 217-419-3347.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Allie, for sitting so patiently. And little Beamer here, I think he has a new best friend in you because you were petting him really nice, and he's a very happy puppy. So thanks, both of you, for being in the studio today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
You're a sweetie. Well, thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. You too. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.